But there will be no gloom for those who were in anguish. In the former time, he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the latter time, he will make glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied exultation. You have increased its joy. They rejoiced before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Will you pray with me? Lord God, open our hearts to your word this day. Help us, O Lord, to see you, to feel you, and to know you. It's in your precious name we pray. Amen. Well, friends, I am so glad to share this message with you today, although it is sad. Well, it's not sad, but it's about sad. Spiritual affective disorder. That's what we've been talking about for the last several weeks, a.k.a. the blahs. We've talked about those symptoms of the blahs, of spiritual affective disorder, of sad. It's that depression, that anxiety we feel when our lives are so busy, so chaotic, when we're feeling all this stress, that somehow we are so involved with ourselves that we cannot experience the spiritual and the emotional wholeness that God wants for us. And so we are learning different ways that we can counter sad in this series. We're looking at really ordinary experiences in our lives that we can find greater depth and spiritual meaning in. We've talked about how arising out of bed can be a spiritual discipline. And then putting together musical playlists that could soothe our soul. Today we're going to be talking about a third spiritual discipline, something that's really important. But before I share that spiritual discipline, I feel that I should let you know, in case you don't know it already, life is serious. Do you agree? All you have to do is take in the news, however you take in the news, through newspaper or TV or internet, and you read what's going on in our world, and oftentimes you read about life as it's being lived, and the overwhelming reaction is so. With that seriousness in mind, I feel I must say to you, knock, knock, Noah. I know a guy if you want to find out about an ark. It's feeling a little hot in here. Yes, this is the spiritual discipline we are going to be talking about today. It is the discipline of lightening up. Of being able to take a look at our lives, to spin the way that we see our lives so that we can find humor and that we can laugh more and more and more. It is important to laugh. It is important in our lives. It's important in our church. The Bible itself is filled with humor. Have you noticed that, or has it seemed all serious to you? Have you read the book of Jonah? Come on now. That's a short book about a people of an evil empire that are in need of saving. Otherwise, God's going to destroy them. So God chooses somebody, Jonah, to say, go and proclaim that you need saving or else you're going to be wiped out. And Jonah doesn't want to. Because Jonah hates the people that God's wanting to save. And Jonah isn't fearing he's going to fail. He's fearing he's going to succeed. Because he has that much faith in God. And so he doesn't just go and is faithful to God. No, he runs away. He bravely runs away. And soon finds himself in the belly of a fish. How ridiculous is that? And soon that fish had had enough of him too, and spew him out on the beach. So I envision this guy that has fish, Assyria all over him, that somehow stumbles into the capital of the Assyrian Empire, into Nineveh, and say, look at me. This is going to be worse for you if you don't repent and turn your lives to the Lord. And it works. Jonah knew it would. The people turned to the Lord, but not just the people. Seriously, you read that book, it said the animals repented too. The animals on bended knee repented to the Lord, and Nineveh was saved. And Jonah hated that and was cranky to the end of the book. Ha ha! One of my favorite one-liners is in one of our favorite stories. It's a story about the birthday of the church. Every June, we celebrate the birthday of the church, the coming of the Holy Spirit. And we share that wonderful story from Acts where the disciples are up in the upper room kind of hanging loose and kind of bolted down so that they don't make any waves. And then the Spirit comes upon them and they make waves. There's a big whoosh of wind. There are these little tongues of fire. And then they start speaking all these languages in different languages of countries. And people on the outside, the witnesses, go, this is weird. These are Galileans, and yet they're speaking our language. Except for a certain population of the witnesses, they said, these people are drunk. So in his very first sermon, the sermon that converted 3,000 people, how does Peter begin that sermon? We're not drunk. It's only 9 in the morning. That is a great one-liner. Later in the book of Acts, Peter is preaching again, and you would think that by this time, man, he's getting good. He's healed people. He's done all sorts of things. And he's in a house, and he's preaching, and people are enraptured by his preaching, except for young Eutychus, who happens to be sitting in a windowsill, a young man who falls into a deep sleep, not reaching his generation, I don't think. And Eutychus falls out of the windowsill that he's sitting in, and he's killed. But the story ends well. Peter just went out, embraced him, and healed him to life. And don't you know the jokes that came later? Well, that was a good sermon, Peter. It'll kill you. Knock, knock. Heaven. I haven't seen you in such a long time. The Bible shares that humor is important. There's this wonderful book of wisdom known as Ecclesiastes. And in that book, we learn that there's a season for everything. There is a time for crying. But there is a time for laughing. And we know that laughing is important. That is a part of life, and that is part of our relationship with God. The prophets want us to know about humor and laughing and joy and hope as well. Now, I know what you're thinking. Rev Kev, I hate reading the prophets because it's all doom and gloom. I'm going to die now. And yeah, there's that piece, I have to admit. But you got to read more. Because there's a balance in the prophets. Not only do they give warnings, not prescriptions, but warnings to people that if you don't turn your life around, things are going to happen. But they also give hope so that people can find joy. That's what we find in today's words that Brian shared with us, right? By the way, those words sound familiar? People are going, I haven't read Isaiah in a while. It's Christmas time scripture, folks. If you go a little bit later, they talk about the wonderful counselor, the Prince of Peace. But the words of hope we hear from Isaiah is, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. Isn't that awesome? Now we might be thinking, well, we're not like the people of Judah that Isaiah originally said these words to. We're not facing exile or worse. But in some ways, we're all in exile, right? And if you are suffering from spiritual affective disorder, then you are in exile, trust me. And we can hear these words, and we know that even if we're in darkness, that God is with us and shines a great light. Not only that, but we hear that you, Lord, have multiplied exaltation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest. You know, it's that kind of joy that is best lived out in laughter. You know, laughter is good for you, right? I mean, not just the kind of little bitty thing. It is really medicinally good for you. Mayo Clinic, which, by the way, has an awesome website. They've got this website where they were sharing the benefits of laughter. There are the short-term benefits. It enlivens your organs. Never heard it put that way. But it does. It causes more oxygen to be used more effectively in your body and releases endorphins so that your overall mood gets better. And there are long-term effects. There are studies that say that people who are living lives filled with laughter, well, they live longer and they heal faster. Isn't that amazing? Laughter is so important. Joy is so important. And most especially when you're in conflict. How many people have ever been in conflict before? Oh, come on, I should see every hand up here. Yeah. That's right. I'm in conflict with you right now. No, we all are. And what better way to alleviate conflict, or at least to make it better, is to laugh. If you find humor and you can laugh together, then how much better that conflict can be resolved with another person. It is amazing. We need laughter and joy in our lives. We need laughter and joy in our churches. One thing I always like to look at online are funny church signs, outside signs, right? And, you know, this week I was doing research, and there were a lot of messages, a lot of pictures I could have gotten, but you know, some of the messages just were not appropriate for church. I was a little surprised. It's like, I don't know if they meant what they meant to say. But anyway, I do have a church that I love dearly in our Missouri conference. It is the downtown church in Springfield, and they put up the most awesome signs. Here is one where it says, "Go vegetarian, candy, candy canes, candy corns, and syrup." They are fans of the Elf. And so just leave that up there, and I couldn't really get these other screenshots from their church, but I want to let you know what goes on that very sign at different occasions in their life. One must have been around holiday time. It says, "One honk for pecan pie, two honks for pumpkin, three honks for Tums." Another sign said, "In a world of Mr. Potters, be George Bailey." Yeah. And here's one that's timed, right? 2, 4, 6, 8, everybody vaccinate. Another timed one here. "Has anyone figured out the Nintendo cheat code to skip ahead to 2021? I like this one. "I prefer all-you-can-eat buffet marathons, but good for you, runners." Must have had an event. This is good ideas for us, I think. I like this one. "Hey, you. Yeah, you. You are awesome. Roses are red, violets are blue, yada, 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 bear up." That picture is online with Jerry Seinfeld right by it. He was there to give a show, and they had that sign up for him. And the final sign I'd share with you is, "Our sign got fixed, and according to Bob Barker, your dogs and cats should be too." Friends, I would encourage you to take on the spiritual discipline of lightening up, to look at your life to find humor. Do whatever you can. Google funny animal videos. How many of you like funny animal videos? Come on, I see you post them on Facebook and stuff. Google those. Listen to your favorite comedian. One of my favorite comedians is Mitch Hedberg, the late Mitch Hedberg, but he's an awesome comedian. You know, he just has says the most crazy things, like a waffle is like a pancake with syrup traps. Or an escalator can never be broken. It can only be stairs. You should never see a sign, escalator temporarily out of order. Just escalator temporarily stairs. Sorry for the convenience. We all have our favorite comedian. Listen to your favorite comedians. And by all means, probably the best thing you can do is get together with family and friends and share funny memories together. That's the most perfect way to celebrate. I celebrate all the great humor that has happened at this church. I celebrate that in our baptismal pool behind the stained glass, we do have an immersive baptismal pool back here. Nobody wants me to call it the hot tub of love, but anyway, it is a baptismal pool. I will always remember with great joy and laughter the young man I was going to baptize who decided, can I swim? And I said, go for it. So he was immersed before we actually did the baptism. But what a joy that was. Or the time that I baptized my good friend Josh Orlando. You all know Josh? You all know how tall Josh is. We both got immersed that day. Or how about the time that we had snake handling in our church? Nay, those who sit in that corner, hi Jerry, those that sit in that corner, we had a little friend that came in, and people were suddenly filled with the Spirit and were jumping higher than I've ever seen them jump before. We've had crazy hair. We've had strange renditions of the 12 days of Christmas in this space. We have done mightily funny things and will continue to do so. The Lord wants us to be filled with joy. And so, friends, to counter spiritual affective disorder, let the joy in. Find humor in life and laugh. Knock, knock. Hatch. Bless you. And amen.